Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. It's me, Allison, here, along with Johnny.
Hey.
Yes, and before we get going, I think it's time for just...
The opinions expressed during this show are those of the host and our guests, and not necessarily those of AMC Press and Company's affiliates and sponsors. Language and content may be found inappropriate for minors, therefore, listener discretion is advised.
And on that note, our affiliates tonight are our Best Western and the New York Times Shop, and our code, and for those who would like free shipping on any merchandise from the New York Times store, online store, with no minimum purchase, it's, the code is April Ship.
Hello.
Which can be found on amcpress.me/affiliates, along with a list of many more of our affiliates. And Red Hood is here as well.
Hello, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How are you? Let's get
We're
this started.
Great.
Get the stuff
We're out. Doing great. Along
yes,
with
he rises from the
someone
dead.
Exhausted, but that's here you nor
exhausted?
There. That's here nor there.
So, nice.
Well, after the night you had last night, well, sort of had.
Yeah.
You should be exhausted.
Yeah. I know.
Yes, weather's kind of eh.
At least.
Happy.
At least. In the UK, where there's some issues going on with their mode of transit, with
well,
their
mode of transit, their mode of transit is sort of it's every day, you know this. You know, every day there's a tube strike. Every day people walk out. But it's not every day that millions of commuters battle for their work. It's every day that people, millions of commuters battle their way to work today because of the tube strike.
Which doesn't make things easy for them either.
No, but it is funny to see the entirety of London in crisis with in crisis with every bus and lorry stopped in the middle of London.
That's
you know.
Never good.
No, it is. It's never good, but it is funny to see if they just stand still.
Craziness, in my opinion.
Because it is almost like, what the hell went, you know, what happened now?
Right. What happened
it
now?
Is,
what's going to go on?
Well, yeah.
And that's the worst thing. It's like you're waiting to go to work to have any sort of, to make a living.
Well, to make a living, yeah. Of course, to make a living. Why wouldn't you be going to work?
Very true. Very, very true. But there's some people
oh,
out there that...
The one thing that you wouldn't be going to work is I accidentally stabbed somebody. Sorry?
Yeah, that
you know.
Different.
Be very, very different.
Yeah. Which is crazy when we're here in America having to have our own issues. They're also having some issues of their own. That's unfortunate. So it definitely becomes a challenge of sorts, especially when you have friends or even family over there. It's hard.
Well, yeah.
So, it's terrible, but that's
cute.
Crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy. It's crazy in terms of everything, because if you have, you know, going to work, millions of commuters, and I know that the tube is slow enough for people to get on and off, and it's crazy when you say it's crazy when this is hysterical though. On sign and the Viaduct Tavern in the city. Tube strike updates. Bakerloo line. Not really. Central line. Ugh. Circle line? Nope. District line? Nope. Tube line? Maybe next week. Northern line. Wouldn't bother. Pub? Open as usual. It does cancel out the holiday, you know that?
Gotta walk in.
Yes, and I believe that was just a train full. That is just the best train. But anyway, I mean, it is, that should tell you how slow, you know, it is to be how slow it is to be in London to actually get somewhere, you know. But I'm waiting for that one person to climb the steps like I did when I was there, okay, when I was there last, to climb the stairs and not read the sign. And it says 127 stairs. Do not walk the stairs.
That would be interesting.
Because I did it, and I knew, because, you know, imagine a pack that's about 60 pounds, right? You're in London. It's hot. It's full, and it pretty much sweating your nuts off, climbing 125 stairs.
Oh my!
Shut up, George Takei. I swear, if you were here, I'd smack you. Yeah, climbing 125 stairs. What?
Say, George Takei will never leave.
No, George, you will never leave, and it will never, ever, ever be the same. Will it? No. Holy fuck. But anyway, you know, climbing 125 stairs versus climbing anything other.
It's like, really?
You know, and you're complaining? You of all people are complaining. you shouldn't be complaining. Why? Because pretty much half of London, we have a 4-a-day. And you know what that is, ladies and gentlemen? 4-a-day. 4-a-day of a Brit, okay? Let's just get this, just get this on the road for all that people think transit strikes are. Oh my God. Right.
It's like holiday, not so much. This is like a very, very, this is a not a pleasant day.
No, a 4-day diet is based on, let's see, a 4-day diet, which is not really a diet, okay? You have your country bars, you have your Mars bars, you have your Cadbury bars, right?
Yeah.
Those are three chocolate bars. That's part of the 3-day. And then you have the 4-day, which is the cake. So if you eat all of that, you'll become a fat bastard. And go loping around Canary Wharf like a bum on the way to work. But then again, bums don't work.
Right. Yes. They do what they do.
They just lounge around like a lounge lizard.
Yeah.
You know, it's trite. It's fucking trite. But, you know, do I feel sorry for commuters? Yes. You know, it's incredible, though, because the, it's incredible because there are so many people. You know, you find people, you know, I'm going to go on too. And the tube is comfortable. You know, the tube is very comfortable. However, the bus is all crowded, you know, and all the tube goers are like, sorry, but you're going to have to basically use bus transit. And all the tube members are like, oh, fucking shit. Those fucking lucky bastards, they get to work. But on the other hand, we get to strike.
Watch goes on and see how much karma it brings to those who ride the tube.
You know, it's crazy. It's absolutely mad. You know. But the MTA transit strike in New York, right, where I live, okay, basically, you know, when this goes out, everybody goes out. Everything. The city's frozen. And those who are not Boy Scouts, well, they just go, you know, twiddling their thumbs and saying, oh, what am I going to do? But
would you...
It is crazy.
It's like, you dumb motherfuckers.
Well, it's not you dumb motherfuckers. It's more like...
Yeah.
It's not your dumb motherfuckers.
Because
I think it's more...
But it's those who are controlling them.
Yeah.
Who really... Who aren't giving them. The workers are only doing what they need to do. So, I can't blame the people for striking. Sometimes they have no choice to strike either.
Yeah.
Well, they don't have any choice to strike. But, if you look at
But if you look at stuff like, you know, their pensions and stuff like that, it's a similar situation, you know. Everybody has to work.
Right.
Everybody has to work, and everybody has to basically like, oh, yeah. You know,
which
it'll
is
be
hard.
Fine.
Right. Would rather,
it'll be fine.
Right. Look, I would rather it it occur now than later.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, this probably will be a lot worse.
We would be a lot worse. No.
No, it would be a lot worse. Yeah,
it would be a lot worse.
And that's what I've been trying to say.
Yeah, it would be a lot worse. It would be a lot worse. I am definitely confirming that. However, you know, tubes, I mean, the history of the tube, shall we crack on with that? For instance, it's 130 years old.
Wow. That's cool.
The history, I mean, there's a really infamous documentary, and it's really good, called London Underground on Netflix. You should watch it. London Underground, or simply the Underground to us, okay, it's part of the Greater London. It is, as of its origins, it began in the 1830s. Okay. Now, compare that to New York, okay? New York is, it's the better sort of thing. I mean, the MTA versus New York, it's pretty much, well, they're both old. The Metropolitan MTA, New York City Transit, okay? The MTA, New York City Transit, let's see, began in 1900s, so 10.5 years later.
Right.
Or decades later.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's definitely
the MTA.
It's one of the
one in New York is
1965. It is
pretty much it's older. So, but, you know, you can't say it's better. You know what I mean?
They're both the same. It would be like saying...
In retrospect.
Yeah, it would be the same, it would be almost saying that a apple is better than an orange when they're both fruits. In that retrospect.
Well, yeah. Yeah, of course. Of course. And,
It's a unique way of looking at it, but it still has a still could be very beneficial.
Well, very beneficial, because I don't think one person ever knows the history of it. If you ever knew the history of it, then it would make sense, you know?
Yeah.
It would make more sense. To do that. But, I mean, what's our next subject? What are we reporting on next?
We're going to be discussing how the lovely NBA owner...
Oh, yes. Yes, this fucking bastard.
You can't handle the truth!
Yeah, he can't handle the truth. He never could. Slumdog Millionaire can't fucking handle the truth. Swear to God.
It's like, yeah. Come on.
Come the fuck on.
It's like, let's see what can happen. And, yeah, it's like, you want what you want, but then you know that there's...
Well, you want what you want, but you never seem to get it. So, you know, seem to get it in terms of everything. In terms of everything. And the crazy thing is that when you don't get it, people are going, oh yes, no, I get it, and you're a bigot or a coach, you know, an owner. You know, Jesus.
It's even worse. It's like you are a... It's like, get it?
You are a man. But wait a second. I am not a man. I am not a man. I am an owner who just has a shitload of money.
That will not go far. Now since he's banned, which means banned from the NBA for life, and he's a fucking old man. He isn't going to be around long. Sorry for being hard, but come on.
No, he's not going to be around long. But look at his wife.
You can't handle the truth.
Look at his wife. Let's just take that for example. Look at his wife and be like, oh yeah, I'm he's fine, you know. She probably set him up.
Probably.
You know, she probably set him up and said, oh, yeah, I'm going to get, you know, one of her friends is Magic Johnson, okay? And she was asked by her, by her husband not to be seen with black guys. Now, I sort of have a problem with that. The problem being, the problem with me is, well, half of your team, no, the entirety of your team is black.
So that means bigotry.
Yeah.
Bigotry to the own team.
You know, and then the funniest thing is that the NAACP was going to give him a an award.
The BAFTA award. It's like,
no, not even it's the BAFTA award.
Wow. That's crazy. It's
not
like
even the BAFTA award. It's. Are you kidding me?
It's like you're wanting everything in your power.
Yeah.
How about you don't get it? See what how you see how you like it.
Well,
is that
you
how
see
it is?
How you like it?
It's like
you're not.
Nor will you ever get your way, and that's how it's going to be.
I mean, it is crazy.
It's absolutely freaking terrible when you think about it. How someone of his caliber could just want to be in.
No, and the thing is that he is a slumlord. Okay?
Oh.
So, in a way, I don't feel sorry for him. He's a horrible person.
He's
a racist bastard.
Racist to umpteen degree. I'm glad he got him trouble. Because sooner or later, He would have
hauled ass in the next person.
Yeah.
It's like, come on. Just come on. Let's get your head in gear and be done.
I don't think you can get somebody asked to get somebody's head in gear like that.
Yeah, very true, very true.
You know, when they're that set in their ways, it is very tough. You know, it's like telling an old age person, can you do me a favor? What's that, Sonny? Shut up. Can't do that, you know.
It's like, you want to what now? Do you want a cookie? It's like,
do you want a cookie? No, I want, now, you know, to more discerning person, what type of cookie are you offering me?
Yeah.
You know, what type of cookie are you offering me? Is it chocolate chip? No, I don't want it. Okay, fine.
Come on, get a clue.
It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy.
I agree. Oh, I agree wholeheartedly. It's like you're wanting to screw people's lives over.
You know, and screw not only people's lives over, but people who have multi-million dollar contracts.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
That's horrible. It's absolutely horrible.
Like, you want to have a fucking problem, deal with someone who's having
deal with somebody who is having more trouble than he's worth. You know,
it's like and don't think he's going to learn. He's not going to learn. So, yeah. It's like,
he's not going to learn, so, you know.
Yeah. So at this point, it's like, you can only hope for the best.
Well, you can only hope for the best and pray for the worst. You know.
Yep. Very true. It's like, you want what you want.
Then you get what you get. You can't save people. Or you can. But it takes somebody to reach them. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
To reach them. And, it is crazy. It's absolutely maddening to me.
I agree. It's like, I feel like he's got what's coming to him, and...
Oh, he deserves it. He deserves it. He completely deserves it, and... Yeah.
So it's
he
like...
He completely deserves it.
It's like, you reap what you sow, and that's it.
You reap what you sow.
That man is going to get whatever's coming to you.
And
no matter.
And can we debate the fact that he was. Pretty much a loser?
Oh,
you know,
loser to extreme. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised that people. I wouldn't be surprised if people are going to boycott the team from watching.
Yeah.
It could very much happen. So yeah.
Well, it is... It's crazy.
Yeah, I would have said strip their championships, but they don't have any.
Yeah, we could have hoped.
I mean, they don't have any, and face it, it's Los Angeles. But I'm bum. You know.
What? One more.
That's it. You know.
I would love to see what happens next in this. See what he, how much he's gonna have because of the fact that he's a racist motherfucker. So, yeah.
And I don't feel sorry for him one bit.
Me either.
Okay.
I look at He's going to get what's coming, and that's it.
Yeah.
That just means, like, he's going to have his own problems, and nothing more he could do besides have his own issues. So, yeah.
And have his own issues in so many ways.
And not being able to actually go and get to see his team play. Or does he have to sell
well,
the team?
Well, and because he's been banned out of existence.
I would think that the NBA would say, you're not going to be able to run the team. So,
well,
yeah.
No, the NBA will not say that. Well, will say that directly to the state. That's the funny part. You know, it's already been done. The damage has been done.
Yeah.
And,
right. It's like you're
damage has been done.
Right. It's done and it's done. So...
It's done, and the kibosh has been laid.
Yeah.
So that's that. You know, on one end of the pike, they have no team owner.
Yeah.
They have to go shopping for a new team owner. The other end, they are pretty much, I don't know whether the worst team in the league. You know, to paint them that way or not.
Either way, it kind of, it makes things very interesting when it comes down to it.
What a maroon. What an ignoramus.
When it comes down to it, it's even more crazy.
Yeah.
I agree.
You know, when it comes down to it, it's even more crazy, and, you know, It's even more crazy that they let him.
I'm shocked that they let him be coach for this long.
Yeah.
Well, this long they didn't have to find out, did they?
Very true. But now it did. So he's screwed.
Oh, he is screwed. He's very screwed.
Yeah.
He's so screwed that Scrooge would have screwed him first.
Yeah.
So it's like you don't want to be of help.
Yeah.
Someone else will be so much better. There's people out there that would love to be owners of teams with multi-millions.
Yeah.
You know, it is crazy. It is absolutely insane.
If we actually forgot a story about, I think we should move on with time.
Yeah.
There's.
I agree.
We could go all day with a story, but we gotta move on.
We do have to move on.
What would you say if there was a hemp bar? Like, what would you say if...
Hemp bar?
Like, hemp, like...
What do you mean, hemp bar?
Like, for marijuana? Hemp, marijuana? Like, because there's actually, in Prague, they had a... There's now... offering
hemp
bars. Yes, like as
like
a
charity bars, like you get.
Which they say it's. And
what?
There's. Hemp is all. Is like. Medical marijuana, like all legal hemp products, it contains virtually no THC, which is. Coming out of the Prague Post, so, which is great. So I guess anyone who has issues with that may not be able to have some survey. It was better for them, I would think. But that's just me, especially when it comes down to those rare diseases that could have could be very that could hinder people from getting the proper help.
Sorry about that, folks. Where are we?
We're discussing the hemp product.
The hemp, yes, the hemp. Isn't that like Sir DeCamp? Or DeCamp? Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it is funny to me how DeCamp, you know, or what is known as DeHemp, Hemp for Health, is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
What is going on with Hemp for Help? Oh, yes. Yes. It's Prague.
Yes, Prague.
Yeah.
Of course.
Prague.
Where else in the world could you ever say, oh, yes, I have the Hemp for Help, and, you know, I can't argue on this one. Because the United States is trying to legalize marijuana.
Yeah.
Okay. Then, you know, hemp rope, it can be used for almost anything. It could even be used for tying the... It could even be used for tying the NBA head coach up.
That would be hilarious.
Or, wait, tying an executive to a desk. Or, tying a drug lord to his own hemp. Enough with the butt on bumps, because it's I'm going to crack too many for you to actually click the fucking button. You know, but yet the funny thing is that hemp, you know, imagine if a baby was named hemp. I would feel sorry for that baby. I feel very, very sorry for the baby, because it could be used with anything. Wait a second, it could be harvested for organs. Mr. Hemp, how do you feel?
It's like, that would be, that child.
I don't know.
That child
deserves a proper name. What's your name, kid? Hemp. What's your name? Hemp. What? Hemp. My name is Hemp. Cool, Hemp. We'll just call you not so nice.
I would... But with all the crazy celeb baby names, anything could be possible.
Well, yeah, but, you know, the crazier one I would love to see. What's your baby's name? Visa. Visa, meet MasterCard. You know, or Barclays, meet Bank of America. Oh, you've met? What's your middle name? Alv. What's your first name? Bank. What's your last name? America. You're named after a continent?
It could be as bad as...
Fucking awful.
That is so bad for North West. And I'm not talking about the airline. I will feel bad for Northwest. That whole...
No. Northwest Airlines, do you know? Oh, right. That's right. Northwest. Mr. Kanye fucking West. I mean, that kid's going to have some fucking troubles. So is Beyonce's kid, Blue Ivy. Oh, my God. What's your middle name? Blue! Shit, that's my first name. I mean, Ivy! Motherfucker! You know... Blue, Ivy, Blue. You know, even at a rock concert. What's your first name? Blue. Fucking Ivy. What?
But you got, it's Blue Ivy's an actual, it's better than Northwest.
It still cracks me up though. It still fucking cracks me up. It cracks me up because North, where are your two brothers? South and East.
I'm going to wait. I would love to hear. I'm sure there's going to be stories coming out with her, the child, and like getting them basically saying, yes, we're baby names. Kim Kardashian getting.
Not even.
And she's going to be Kim. If pretty soon, is when there's a report.
Yeah, she's gonna be Kim West. Kim West. Oh, Mrs. West. Yeah. Can you get your asshole saved? Yeah. What's your problem?
I don't know. It's like, do you like to be put up? Do you like having issues?
It's like, do you like having... Do you like having everything? No.
It's like...
Yeah.
There's so much that we could say about her... Her, baby daddy, who... Her... That they're going to be getting married. I wonder if it's going to be made for TV again. I wonder how long they're going to last.
I don't know.
Sorry for being something, but it kind of makes some sense to say that they kind of, with how her mom is, and they're still going.
Her mom's a big fucking asshole. I'm sorry.
Oh, I know.
But. You know.
It's crazy. It's like, yes, my daughter, my granddaughter's name is Northwest. She's named.
No. My granddaughter's name is Northwest. Sorry. What's your grandboy's name? My name is Northeast. Maybe they should make a play date. Oh, wait, is there room for Mrs. Hitchcock here? For North by Northwest?
What if I had a kid and it was North by Northeast?
Yeah, no, then North by Northeast would be set in McGordy Airport. North by Northeast would be set in LAX or LaGuardia Airport, and no one would be safe.
Yeah.
No one would be safe. Ah, North by Northeast, do you have a Falcon? I don't know.
It's like, come on, it's like I could just picture people who are wanting to date or to date Kim Darvin, like, yeah, I'm going to be going on a date with someone whose name is
what's the name of that kid? It's called Motherfucker.
No, for the guy's name to be Douchebag? The douche?
Oh god, the douche. No, it's like we have other names for this. But anyway, on to the next topic before we end tonight's show. Tonight's show, which is brought to you by North and North by North Douchebag. The Daily Beast, and we sort of have, we can skim over this, but we can go back to it tomorrow. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I welcome you to the mistake known around the world as the FDA moves to crack down on quack autism cures.
Which, in my opinion, hell to the ass.
Allison, if you care to elaborate, do.
Okay, I will. What would you... There's a whole... People just said the diet will help people who have disabilities.
Yeah.
But disabilities, such as autism and other disabilities like it.
And you have autism, right?
I have Asperger's syndrome. I have Asperger's syndrome, which is part of autism, which... Oh. Yeah.
It's a branch, that's hence why I said, please, Jesus Christ, elaborate before I start.
And also, Johnny, I believe, has it all.
You'd be
correct. Elaborate as well.
You'd be correct.
Which, to me, it's like no amount of changing someone's diet, like
exactly.
Jenny McCarthy. Even though I love watching Jenny McCarthy on The View, how she did those crazy diets for her son, yeah, it might help her son, but not all people can end up having the same type of
situation happen. That could be a fatal, fatal situation. And I'm sure John could also help elaborate on this because sure he has experience. He is, I know someone who is actually, she has a disability. I'm not going to say who she is on air. Yeah. However, her parents feel the need to not medicate her because of her disability, but to go the full holistic route. I agree. I support the full holistic thing to a point. But when it comes to the cracks that think that there's a reason to say, oh, yeah, diets help different disorders. Yeah, that might be true for some people, not for all. And there's only a certain amount of, only so much a diet would help with. Sorry.
I'm on no diet. I eat whatever I want.
Yeah, it's like you're wanting to try this and what do you think about this whole...
Let's just say I'm on a seafood diet. I eat seafood, I eat it.
It's crazy.
So,
but we have pretty much no time.
I know.
We are out of time. And this quacker doctor will have to be for another time.
Okay.
You know. So it is, and it is Wednesday. It is hump
day. Yeah.
What day is it? It's hump day.
Yep.
That means it's Humble Friday.
Yes.
I'm kidding. No, but at the same time, it is hump day, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes,
and
it is.
As we wrap up this evening, this edition of AMC Press and Co., do we have any last words, crew?
We'll be back tomorrow with our show, with our final show for the week, and then we'll be back Monday.
Yes.
Before we go, everyone could find us, all our information on itsmygirls.com/AMCPress, and there will be all our links to find all our affiliates, which there are quite a bit, on AMCPress.me/affiliates, and we are off.
Good night.